and Bethesda Fountain, where movies such as The Avengers, Breakfast at Tiffany's, and Enchanted shot scenes. Farther north, we'll take a look at the largest lake in Central Park, and we'll visit the Boathouse Restaurant, which was featured in the movie When Harry Met Sally. Next, we'll visit the Bow Bridge, a graceful cast-iron bridge, which is considered one of the most romantic spots in New York City. Movie directors must agree, because the bridge has been featured in Spider-Man 3, on the TV show Glee, and in one of the greatest love stories of all time, The Way We Were. At this point, we'll visit Strawberry Fields, an area of the park dedicated to John Lennon and his music. We'll look at the beautiful memorial mosaic with the word Imagine in the middle, designed to honor Lennon's memory. Of course, this area of the park was also used for a scene in the movie Little Manhattan.
Interesting.
Finally, we'll walk to the sheep meadow. Don't worry, there haven't been any sheep in this meadow since 1934. However, we will see people sunbathing or relaxing in this 15-acre open area. This location was used in scenes for Wall Street and The Fisher King. As we walk to our final destination, Columbus Circle, we'll pass by Tavern on the Green, once a famous restaurant in New York City, and also used as a location for the popular movie Ghostbusters. And finally, we'll end up at Columbus Circle, where scenes for Taxi Driver and Borat were shot. Okay, so let's get going and head to our first stop, Gapstow Bridge.
File 6A, Listening.
Hello, and welcome to the TV and movie walking tour of Central Park in New York City. My name's Stacy Clinton, and I'm going to be your guide today. I hope you are all wearing comfortable shoes, because the tour lasts for 2 hours. We'll end at Columbus Circle at around 2 o'clock. We're going to start at Gapstow Bridge, a stone bridge originally built in 1874. From the bridge, you have an amazing view of the Plaza Hotel. Does anyone know which movies the Plaza Hotel has been featured in?
No?
Well, you can see this famous hotel in The Great Gatsby and Almost Famous, just to name two. So that's where we're going to go first. Then, we're going to go to the Wollman Skating Rink, one of two rinks in the park. This skating rink was opened to the public in 1858, well over 150 years ago. You might recognize the rink from the movies Home Alone 2 and Love Story. After the rink, we'll walk to one of the most well-known attractions in Central Park, the carousel. This carousel has 57 colorful wooden horses for children and adults to ride on, and it's only $3 a ride. The original carousel was built in 1871. This one isn't the original, but it is beautiful. Maybe that's why director Mel Brooks chose to include it in his movie The Producers. As we walk toward the middle of the park, we'll pass by the promenade